Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
First there was Gustav, then Hannah, and then Ike. Three massive hurricanes that battered the South American area over the past month. Among the places devastated was Haiti. You might remember at the beginning of the year we were talking a lot about Haiti in relation to Compassion Day, one of those many island nations out in the Atlantic Ocean just south of Florida. Hurricane Ike alone left a trail of destruction in Haiti, killing more than 600 people. The Hands and Feet Project is a children's village that was started by the band Audio Adrenaline in 2004. They disbanded in 2006, but until that time, Will McGuinness was the bass player. He's on the line to tell us how things are going there and how the cleanup's happening. Will, it's great to have you on Open House. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an honor to speak with you guys, and definitely an honor to speak on behalf of the Hands and Feet Project and the children down there.
Yeah, well, I had a chance to have a look at your website and some of the footage that you've actually got there as to how the Hands and Feet Project was hit by the cyclones. It's just horrific, isn't it? It's hard to describe, actually, the volume of water that came past your place and the amount of rubble that was left as a result.
Yeah, it is. It was overwhelming. And if we didn't have the pictures or the video to show it, I mean, people just, they can't believe what we're saying is even true. And then we pull out the pictures, and when it's raised the ground, you know, 7 or 8 feet, it's an unbelievable sight to see. And it's all that mountain volcanic rubble, you know, that's just extremely hard to move and clear out. And we really sensed that we were supposed to be there, supposed to help these kids, and so we all buckled down and we got really determined and started figuring out some ways to try to clear it out and maybe divert the water flow coming down from the mountains. So
And so all of your staff and all of the kids that you've got in the orphanage were safe?
Yeah, you know what was sort of a great thing and something that we cherish is the fact that it happened during the day, where they were able to see, you know, things happening and kind of, you know, sort of be up and alert and prepared. And because it was actually two of the children's homes that got hit. And, you know, water was up as high as 4 and 5 feet in those houses. And the beds and everything were kind of floating around. And it was actually kind of like a raging river sort of flowing through windows and outdoors and causing things to float around and move around and be pretty battered. So, we were just really, really thankful that it was during the day and we could move the kids to a higher position and all the staff and everyone were safe.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of dollar damage was actually done just to your Hands and Feet orphanage alone?
We've estimated that, I think it's on the website as well, I want to say it's $175,000.
Yeah.
Quite substantial, and it's heartbreaking to the director Drex and Joe, his wife, which are, you know, Mark's parents are down there. You know, he's poured his life into this thing, and you know, really spent a lot of man hours and a lot of just time pouring into these kids, and just to see a couple storms come through and sort of wipe it out was pretty heartbreaking. But he's more determined than ever now to just kind of really find a plan that works and diverts the water and so we can still continue to use this place as a place that really helps Haiti and really digs into the problems in Haiti. It's sad the way Haiti is so often overlooked, and especially by the folks in the United States, and it's just an hour and a half off our coast. But you never hear anything about Haiti, even when hurricanes have hit in the past and all that on the news. You'll hear about the Dominican and other countries down there, but Haiti will definitely be overlooked, and we're so thankful of the press and the world coming to the aid and the rescue of these precious people. They've really captured our heart, and we hope they capture the heart of others as well.
Absolutely. This is Open House. Will McGuinness from Audio Adrenaline is with us. They now run the Hands and Feet Project, which is an orphanage in Haiti. You might have heard just a few of the news reports of the horrible time that Haiti's had this year. Man, it's had a horrible time for centuries, actually. I mean, the fact is that so much of the devastation that was caused by these floods actually was caused as a result of there being no trees left. When I was there in January, I couldn't believe the fact that there's, I think, something like 3% tree coverage left in Haiti. All the precious woods were taken by the French and the Spanish centuries ago, and then folks basically have chopped down the rest for fuel because they've got nothing left.
Yeah, you're right. They live in a really, really tough situation there. They were doing stuff that really devastated their land. like you said, stripping the trees and just ruining the soil for growing fruits and vegetables. And they would use the trees. They would actually make coal to cook their food on. And it's really a land that has brought a lot of it on themselves, and I can't excuse them of that. You know, taking the national religion of voodoo and just believing in a lot of superstitious stuff and just the corruption of the government that just had no concern at all for their, you know, fellow man or anyone there in terms of trying to build a country that has a strong economic situation and things for, you know, young children to prosper and grow up into and jobs and opportunities. I mean, they just... basically because of their lot, you know, and where they were born, you know, they have a grave disadvantage to them, unlike folks who were maybe born in Australia or in the States. It's sad that purely by lot, you know, their destiny is really sort of a dismal one, and we just want to capture these children in their youth, you know, and we want to give them hope, we want to give them education, we want to find micro businesses that we can provide opportunities for them to really, you know, seek positions for themselves and status in their community and show off the love of a God that we believe in to be the one true God and his son Jesus, and how that could possibly, through generations of this happening to, could turn the country around eventually. And it seems like a tall order, but we believe with just starting with a few of these kids that it could happen. And we have 36 down there now, precious miracles that have been saved from really treacherous things, and we're just so happy that we could be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about some of those kids that you've met at the orphanage, Will. Who's captured your heart?
Yeah, they've got some unbelievable stories. So a lot of it is the mom either dies in childbirth or the child just has a lot of serious problems when they come out, you know, so we're left with all these abandoned kids or orphans, or they just physically can't provide for them. But one of them was named Christella Bell, and she's probably our most known child since she was on the news and several other, you know, news broadcasts across the internet and stuff about her story. Basically, a 16-year-old girl was pregnant, and, you know, there's no social services over there. There's really nothing at all to try to even, you know, come to the aid or the rescue of a young girl who's pregnant, you know, and there's still the social stigmas over there with a young girl getting pregnant. You know, they still look down upon that. Basically, she had determined to abort her baby into a latrine, and the latrine over there is a 30-foot dugout concrete board structure that, you know, just falls straight down 30 feet, and so she gave birth to the baby, dropped it 30 feet into the latrine, and for some reason, a 12-year-old boy named Tucson had seen the girl, knew her, knew she was pregnant, and then saw her walking back past his house and realized that she had blood on her shirt and wasn't pregnant anymore. Huh. And this is a little bit of a graphic story, and I hope it's not ashamed to say this on the air, but, you know, this boy, Tucson, decided to get involved that day. He decided that he wasn't just going to sit around and let this happen. 12-year-old Tucson got off his porch and went and looked for this baby, you know, that it was trying to be abandoned. And he found the latrines, and he looked through each of them, and he eventually found where the baby, he saw it moving in the bottom of this latrine, tried for hours to get the baby out, couldn't do it, went and got the UN and the police, the Haitian police, brought them all together and decided that, you know, they decided they could try to break through the latrine and get down there. They really saw some movement in the baby and knew that it could possibly be rescued. Eventually they broke through and they hoisted the baby up and they unraveled it. And the baby had not but a small, slight scratch on it and no bruises or nothing, you know, just completely well and okay. And they called the Hands and Feet Project up, and they said, hey, we have a very special baby for you. The UN soldier that went down in and got Christella out, you know, named her Christella because it means Christ was there, and Bell means beautiful. So Christella Bell is her name. Just one of the many miracles at the Hands and Feet Project. And you can actually go to the Hands and Feet Project and watch the video of the rescue on the site. It's an amazing story, but... you know, we're just enamored with these people. They're beautiful people. Their culture is so beautiful. They're so alive and so vigorous and some of the hardest working people you'll ever meet. And they live on so little and sleep on dirt floors and live in shanty shacks, but they're so content. And they would give you you know, to this day, you could go there and they would feed you a meal that was prepared for a king, and it would be all, a whole week's of their food, you know. But they would gladly give it to you. They're just such an amazing people, and that's why we have a heart for them and want to definitely spread the word about them and bring awareness to the country of Haiti.
Well, I'll never forget the kids that I met and the people that I met over in Haiti in January. Even some of the places where we visited with 80% unemployment, and yet, just like you said, they'd still put a feast on for a king for you when you came and visited their home. They'd just grab everything they could for you. Just to wrap up, Will, the interesting thing is that you, as a band, started this Hands and Feet project, this orphanage in Haiti. When did you realize that you guys wanted to do something more than make music, than sing?
Well, I think that you nailed it right on the head. I mean, eventually, after we had traveled around for about 15 years, kind of, you know, played our music a lot, it just, we had the strong sensation that we had to have more, a bigger reason to be doing what we do than just playing music. You know, after you've traveled around the world and a lot of the places in the United States for 15 years, you just really realize that you need to have a lot more meaning to what you're doing than, you know, leaving your family just to go out and rock out, you know? I think what really stood out to us is we'd been talking to these young people all over the world saying that you need to be about serving others. You need to be about, you know, looking out for the least of these, those that don't have, you know, as much as we have been blessed with, definitely, certainly here in the United States. And so I think it really convicted us that we needed to put our money and our sweat equity where our mouth had been for years, talking about going and doing all these cool things and encouraging people to do them, and we needed to get out there and actually do it. So we pulled our band's money together, and how we ended up in Haiti is kind of a strange and funny story, but early on in our career, Mark's mom and dad, you know, just dropped him off in college, and they went to be missionaries, and lo and behold, they went to be missionaries in Haiti. So that gave us a big heart for Haiti, and I think it was meant to be all along that, you know, that God would prepare and plan for us to have a heart for Haiti so that we would eventually start this orphanage. And, you know, so we pulled about 3 years ago, we pulled our money together, and we pulled Drex and Joe, Mark's mom and dad, out of retirement and went down and purchased some land and just started using our platform to speak about these beautiful people in Haiti and about the plight of the orphan down there that sleeps on dirt floors and is malnutrition and how they live on, you know, a dollar a day. And really, when you think it's bad here, when we're having high gas prices and, you know, the cost of food is doubling and all of that, just imagine, you know, what it's like for them when a simple cup of rice costs a dollar, you know, and they work all day for that $1. And it's just crazy, and we need to come to the aid of them and come to the rescue. And that's how a crazy rock and roll band from the States got involved in orphans in Haiti. We just kind of started living what we were talking about, and really, once we got over there and saw the need, it was just compelling, and it attacked our hearts, and we wanted to do whatever we could for them. So we go out and speak on their behalf and try to just bring awareness to their need. And again, I say thank you for you guys' willingness to hear their story and to listen about their plight.
Yeah. Will, I do appreciate your time at Open House, and we're more than happy to get the word out. Thanks so much.
Yeah, bless you guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, good on you. That's Will McGinnis, bass player for that wonderful band for so many years, Audio Adrenaline. They called it a day in 2006, but that was after they had already begun the Hands and Feet Project, which is an orphanage in Haiti. The orphanage, as well as a whole bunch of other organizations that are serving the children and the people there, was absolutely devastated by the hurricanes that have just been through there in the last month or so, let alone all of the food riots that we saw happening in Port-au-Prince and other things that were making their way onto our news stories earlier on this year. The Hands and Feet Project website you need to go and visit, handsandfeetproject.org. It is. You'll have pictures and video of the storm there and the orphanage that they've got and the wonderful children they've got. Also an opportunity to donate too if you feel moved. handsandfeetproject.org.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.